First question, you say, do you have any questions for me? That's the first thing. After you've let them talk, you ask about them. The first question you say is just that. You take a step back, you wait, and you say, well, do you have any questions for me? And then allow them to ask the question, or allow them to seem more interested and more intrigued in what you're doing, as opposed to you forcing yourself onto them.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're coming at you with a fast break Friday. That's right, folks. So today I wanted to just unpack a little bit of what I've been doing here lately. For those of you who have been listening to the podcast for a little bit, you know the focus of this podcast is tangible self-help strategies by way of personal experience, to where ultimately we all can learn, we all can grow, and we can apply these strategies, and then it will yield success in our lives. Of course, not to say that every strategy that I incorporate in my business with speaking, with t-shirt printing and things of that nature may not be as beneficial for you in whatever your line of work is, your business is. But at the same time, I want to encourage you to listen to the strategy and then from it, be able to extract what you need. Maybe you need to adjust some things and then see how it works out for you in one shape or form. So I've been reaching out to a lot of people. Those of you who rock with the podcast know I typically speak at colleges and even speak to universities, but I've been shifting my business. And the goal now is to add value to student athletes by way of helping them prepare for that transition from either high school into college or college into the professional arena, which could be corporate America or could be professional sports, whatever that looks like. And y'all, I've been having more calls than I've ever had. So we've probably had like 10 calls this week. Last week probably had like six, but I'm trying to do about 3 calls a day, if we can get that on the schedule. However, I've been sliding in people's DMs, right? Sliding in DMs, sending emails, doing phone calls, doing all that good stuff. And people have been responding and it's been great. But the best thing about the conversation, after we talk and after we sit down and chat, I hear about what they've been doing. Then we talk a little bit. They ask me a little bit about what I do, and they see my Twitter and they see my feed and they see the videos. The best question I want to encourage you all with this week, this is the $1 million question. I wanted to do this episode solely just on this question. It's going to be short. It's going to be brief, but solely on this question. After you talk to somebody, before you ask them for anything, right before you get off the phone, first question you say, do you have any questions for me? That's the first thing. After you've let them talk, you ask about them. The first question you say is just that. You take a step back, you wait, and you say, well, do you have any questions for me? And then allow them to ask the question, or allow them to seem more interested and more intrigued in what you're doing, as opposed to you forcing yourself onto them. That's first. Then you talk, you answer the question, boo, 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 whoop, de whoop. And right before you get off the phone, this is what you say to them. And I was taught this by my good friend and mentor, Mr. Greg Hutton. He is a great guy. He's out in Dallas. He works for Verizon, but he's a super dope dude. And one time at the bottom of his email, we were going back and forth, and he responded to me saying this: Jonathan, let me know how I can be a resource for you. Right at the bottom of the email. And that's what I want to charge you with today. That's the $1 million question. That's why I wanted to do this episode. Ask people, how can you be a resource for them? Ask people what you can do for them. And then after they tell you what it is that you can do, make certain that you walk it out and make certain that you do what they ask you to do, especially if you committed to doing it. $1 million question. Nothing else needs to be said. That's the episode right there, folks, because that question right there will allow you to serve people at a very high level. In the Bible, Jesus says, the greatest of you will serve. The greatest of you will serve. A lot of times we want to find our way around service. We want to find ways to where we don't have to serve. We don't have to volunteer. We don't have to give back. We don't have to do these things. And I've been guilty of it many, many, many times. And even sometimes today, I'm like, man, I don't feel like doing that. But I don't want to go over there and do that. But I don't feel like talking to nobody. But then I end up doing it because I'm learning now that service is what it's all about. So people, that's the quote of the week. That's scripture. The greatest of you will serve. So remember to ask people, how can you serve them? How can you be a resource for them? And as I've been asking people, they've been telling me, John, well, you can connect me here. You can connect me there. And what do? I do it. Because 2020 has been my year of relationships. I'm devoting myself this year to building relationships. How can I build relationships? Any of you listening out there, any successor listening out there, if you're like, John, let's build, well, I would say reach out to me. info@jonathanjonespeaks.com. Send me a DM on Instagram, Jonathan Jones Speaks. Hit me up on Twitter, Jonathan J Speaks. Send me a text message so I know it's real. 214-460-9178. I want to see how I can be a resource for you. I want to see how I can be a resource for maybe your organization, maybe your school, whatever that looks like. I'm looking to speak more this year than I've ever spoken before. So if I can be a resource for you, or if I can be a resource for your team or organization, please let me know. Friends, you already know we have the merch available. We have the Speak Your Success shirts. We have it in cool blue. We have it in dark green. We have it in black. We have it in cream. We have it in green, black, blue. And we have them in white and even light green, like a light olive. That's all available on the website, jonathanjonespeaks.com/products. And then we also have the book available, jonathanjonespeaks.com. Until next time, my friends, I urge you, I implore you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?